Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
My name is Samuel A. Hurbit. Last time I was before you, we was at the Buffalo Common Council. And we were speaking to the brass, the commissioner, and everybody that's supposed to be anyone. And I spoke on officers, and I spoke on the body cameras. And I said to the council members that was there and the police brass, in our community, the black community, we don't trust the police to do the right thing. And I said at that meeting that I think body cameras should be on at all times. When officers come in on their shift and they punch in, they should punch in their body cameras. When officers punch out at the end of the day, they should punch out their body cameras. And the reason why many of us in the black community, including myself, don't trust the police, there's been too many national incidents with police officers, brutally beating black folks, and having the convenience of turning their body cameras off and on. An example, that young black boy that was running through his grandparents' backyard, and two white officers chased him. One white officer shot him and killed him and saw that he did not have a weapon but had a cell phone in his hand. That officer turned his body camera off. Like all human beings, everyone in this room, when we are in position to cover our asses, we'll do it. That's a human natural thing. So I sat here and I listened and I read and I noticed that Buffalo Police Department, the brass administration, they get a chance to view the footage before it is, or before it becomes transparent to whomever might want to file a complaint of abuse. I see a lot of things wrong in the policy. The number one thing that is wrong is allowing these police officers to turn those body cameras on and to turn those body cameras off. I spoke strongly that day, and I'm very surprised to sit here and to read the steps of officers turning their body cameras on, turning their body cameras off, having 30 seconds. Brass is the ones that's going to view the footage. There's a lot of wrong there. And I want to make it publicly known to everyone in this room and whoever watches it on TV. We in the African American community, Latino community, and in the poor white community, we have legitimate reasons not to trust the police. All police officers are not bad. The problem I have with good police officers They don't speak up against those bad police officers. And I was taught by my dad, when you see wrong and you don't say nothing, you just ask wrong. So in closing, I want to say to you again, wait, before closing, I want to ask you the question. Did the Common Council pass the budget for the police department to purchase these police cameras where officers can turn them on and turn them off? You are the police advisory committee. I expect you all to know that. Have they?
My understanding is that they are budgeted, I think, $500,000 for the body cam at this point, which isn't enough.
I understand what the total amount is.
Right.
I want to know, did they approve it? Because I spoke against it then in the council, asking each member not to approve the current wording by the police department. That's very important.
So they haven't approved the current wording. I mean, there's going to be another budget when the council will have to approve the rest of the money that's required. And at that point, we heard from Council Member Pridgen, Speaker Pridgen, and others that they want to make sure that there's public input before they approve it and appropriate the rest of the money.
Well, would you take back to the brass police department that you'll pass on whatever information that was disseminated to you? Take back these words from the real friends of Samuel A. Herbert. We do not trust the police to do the right thing. We want those body cameras to be punched in the same way they punch in on their shift, and we want those cameras to be punched out when officers punch out on their shift. Anything else is totally, totally controlled by the Buffalo Police Department. Thank you.
I can just respond briefly. I mean, we hear you loud and clear. I've heard you at the Common Council meeting as well. What we've tried to do, so your suggestion was essentially rejected out of hand by the police. We don't speak for the police. We're trying to advocate on behalf of residents, and they just were not willing to hear. So what we've tried to do is to tighten it up as much as possible so that it's as clear as possible. The camera has to be on in every instance when there's sort of a hostile encounter with a member of the public, that the public has the right to say, turn your camera on, and the police have to turn it on according to the policy. So we try to make it as clear and black and white as possible, but it just doesn't seem like the police is ever going to agree to have them on at all times.
I think it's a good thing, body cameras. It protects the police officer, and it protects the citizen.
Right.
But let's do it right. Let's incorporate a mechanism that protects the citizen who the police swore to serve and to protect. Put in place an assurance, because they are human beings. And again, I say human beings have a tendency where they can get away with when they did something wrong, and they will cover their asses. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next up.
Jonathan, just real quick, as a follow-up on this gentleman's question, what is it, you say that the police rejected or they're opposed to it, what is their reasoning? I mean, that requires a why?
Sure, of course. So, essentially, there are circumstances where they think that the even recording would infringe on the privacy of a person. So if they're talking to a confidential informant, or if they're talking to somebody who is a victim of sexual assault, all the circumstances they listed, they think that in some cases they're actually legally prohibited from recording, like in a bathroom or something like that. And in other instances, they think that it, even having the recording could put somebody in jeopardy or not, make somebody not willing to speak to a police officer. So those were some of the reasons they gave. Some of them, like there was, you saw one where the cameras don't have to be on if there are explosives present. We were confused about that. apparently it's because they don't want the explosives to be triggered by the camera, right? So it's a safety issue. So we got some answers about that, but we heard that concern at our prior forums, and we wanted to make it as black and white as possible and to expand the scope of when the cameras have to be on for these reasons. I think we need to move on. So the next person on the list here is L. Kelly. I'm not going to get this. Can you read that? Kelly retired, BPD.
Come on, Kelly, come on up. You're the next speaker.
Speak, Will.
The next speaker. You signed
what?
You didn't sign up? No problem.
Yeah, no problem.
What do you want? Wait,
no problem.
I thought you'd signed up here. If you don't want to speak, that's absolutely fine.
What? I'm going to tell you something. What do you want to hear? What did I sign up for?
Somebody put it in. You just signed it. No worries.
Yeah.
No worries.
Okay. I'm going to tell you something. I work for the Buffalo Police Department with this man right here. We're working in that county. He's my lieutenant. But guess what? I'm not going to stand on that microphone and put a band-aid on everything. That's what y'all do all the time. We do band-aid. We don't do fix it. All right? I'm done with it. Now figure that out. Love you.
Thank you. Martin Kearney. My name is Martin Kearney. I'm a retired law enforcement. I work for a state agency. And before I start, the Buffalo Police Department, any law enforcement agency, because of the way things work, it becomes an us versus them, which is why you see some of the restrictions that the police department has put in their policy. Now, I'm going to skip around a little bit because we skipped around here. First of all, the camera should be on all the time. In my experience, the presence of a camera will stop the actor from acting and keep the police officer or official within his due bounds, within the scope of his duties. That's number one. They got to be on. Saving of the video. They're talking about saving it 6 months, whatever. That's a bunch of hoo-ha. Everything's digital. You put it on an SD card and put it in a drawer. It stays there. It doesn't go anywhere. With that, who owns the footage? Does the city own it, or does the Buffalo Police Department own it? The way they're righted, they're an entity unto themselves. The police department works for the city of Buffalo, and the city of Buffalo works for the citizens. Lieutenants reviewing. The way that the Buffalo Police Department is set up, there's a vacuum. As an officer, you go to roll call with the lieutenant, and then you go on the street. There's no corporal checking to see that you're doing what you were told to do. There's no sergeant checking to see that you were doing what you were told to do. You're working directly for that lieutenant who is going to be allowed to review your footage. Bad. Captain or above should review the footage. Why not release the footage? What are you hiding? It's that simple. If you're cooking barbecue and you put sauce on it, what are you hiding?
Privacy Act 20.
Well, there's a Privacy Act, yeah, that's granted, but we're going to stay within due bounds of that also. I wrote really fast, I'm sorry.
Stay focused, my brother.
With training, they say it's going to take a year. Again, that's hoo-ha. The police department does use of force training so that the officers know when the use of force is appropriate and how much force to use is appropriate. Put the camera training right in with that module. You'll get it all done with it less than a year. The footage, in my opinion, the footage should go to the DA's office and be held there. And if the police department want to review it, they go to the DA's office and review it there. There's no hanky-panky then.
Attorney General, goodbye.
Stay focused, my brother. Go ahead, sweetie.
I got the lieutenant. Penalties for not using the camera. If an officer repeatedly doesn't turn his camera on, what is the penalty for that? There's got to be some kind of hammer on the officer.
We asked about that specifically. I'm happy to respond a lot of stuff.
I think I hit everything I wanted to hit, but I really need more time to go over this. What it appears like, the police department was allowed to write this policy.
Yep.
Okay. They were allowed to write this policy. They're going to protect their interests, whether something wrong has happened or not. But the thing you have to remember, and I want to drive this point home, the camera being on will stop the actor and keep the police officer in due bounds. Because it's one thing to be thought you were a fool. It's another thing to be seen acting the fool. Thank you.
Thank you.
And this is for my friend the lieutenant here. Are the cameras going to be centrally monitored? Say the officer gets out of his vehicle because they're riding one-man cars, activates his camera, and he's struck from behind, and he's down, and there's no way for anyone to know what happened to him. And he needs help, right. You know, there should be some way that there should be centrally monitored. And as far as the camera being on all the time, this is 2018. You can set that camera so as soon as he gets out of the vehicle, the camera comes on automatically. And again, I got to drive home the storage. Doesn't take anything to storage. Most of us have digital cameras. You took pictures 10 years ago, the pictures are still on that SD card. Thank you again.
Attach on to what he just said, dash cams. Do Buffalo police cars have dash cams yet?
Not that I know.
That would protect that officer that he just illustrated that was down. I think we put in the cop before the horse. I really think dash cams should be implemented before the camera, body cameras. And body... Put it on the table. Put it on the table. Put it on the table.
They don't have dash cams right now, as far as we know. I mean, just to answer. So, if you have more thoughts, we'd love to get them. A lot of really useful points in there. Thank you for those comments. Just to respond to a couple of the questions, just to tell you what we learned from talking to the police. With respect to penalties for not turning the camera on, it's something that we raised in our meeting that we had a few weeks ago with the police. What we were told was that would be handled through the ordinary disciplinary system. That's something that's negotiated with the police union, and there's no special penalties for violating the body camera policy. It would just run through the ordinary disciplinary system. So for whatever that's worth.
What's the union position on the body cameras?
I haven't spoken with them. I don't
know.
We haven't spoken with them.
We have to meet with them.
About who wrote this policy, you're absolutely right. The police department wrote this policy. And as far as I know, there was no input from the public or from anyone outside the police writing this policy. They may have consulted with other police departments or others in law enforcement, but there was no public consultation. One of the things we called for, actually, in our report to the council, was that the police itself should, you know, be here, you know, asking questions and hearing from the public. Mm-hmm. They, when we spoke to them, were not inclined to do that. So we thought, well, we've got to we'll do what we can. There has to be some opportunity for input, but this is clearly a second best. You're talking to volunteers, residents here, who are trying to do the best we can, and who have been given a platform by the Common Council. But we're not the ones who have the power to make the decision. We just can advocate on your behalf. So that's a shortcoming and something that we are likely to highlight to the Common Council, I think, once this is all wrapped up. And about whether the cameras are centrally monitored. So the way it works right now is that I think the footage just stays on the camera until the end of the shift when it's uploaded to the cloud service. So it's not like someone at the headquarters or at the district can pull it up and see what the officer's seeing at that point. It's not live. It goes on a hard drive on the camera, then it goes up to a cloud server that is run by the company, by Axon. So Axon actually runs the server and holds all the footage. The plan is so that it'll be automatically deleted off of the Axon servers in accordance with the retention schedule. But of course, you're absolutely right. If something is pulled off of the cloud server and kept as evidence, it'll be presumably in an evidence locker somewhere for a long time.
My question is part of the contract that it has to go on the Axon cloud, because to my mind, when the officer downloads the camera, he downloads it on a card, and the card goes to the DA's office. You save money. Why get the Axon involved at all?
We talked about this a little bit as well, and the answer we got was that the BPD has trouble maintaining its existing computer systems, and this is just too complicated.
The DA's office, not the BPD. They've still got rape kits from 20 years ago.
This is the way that the we were told that they were specifically looking for a vendor that would provide not just the cameras but the storage and an all-in-one solution, so that they weren't trying to piece together different parts and do it themselves. Yeah. So it's an all-in-one.
May I jump in just real quick? And I apologize. We talk a lot about if it's going to be used as evidence. So who's determining what is potential evidence? And, we know you have 120 days to file a notice of claim, which would be required if you're going to sue the Buffalo Police Department. The 6 months falls into that notice of claim period. But there's also other potential lawsuits that fall. The statute of limitation falls way outside of the scope of that 6 months. So my concern is, who determines what is evidence? Because evidence, as we all know, injuries, if it's an injury matter, might not become apparent for 2 years. There's still an open and viable statute of limitations, but someone's decided that's not evidence and it's destroyed. I have a concern about someone deciding what's evidence.
That's a really good question, and that's something that I think we should take to the police department.
The DA's office determines what is evidence that can be used in court, which is why you download it to an SD card and send the SD card to the DA's office. You take the BPD out of the equation, you take Axon out of the equation. If we're going to spend money to store something on the cloud for 6 months, spend that money and put another department in the DA's office to review these. You also have to make a provision so that if I feel like I've been wronged by the BPD, my attorney should have access to that footage. And he goes to the DA's office and reviews the footage.
So one thing that we did that has been added to the policy, it's not exactly what you're suggesting, but if a person files a complaint against a police officer and wants to pursue that complaint, they'll be able to go and view the footage with their lawyer if they want at the police department. They won't be able to get a copy, however. They'll just be able to view it in order to pursue their complaint. The exception to that is if there are criminal proceedings pending involving that footage, involving what happened in the footage. And what we were told was that because in that circumstance, whether it gets turned over to the lawyer or to the civilian is governed by the criminal law, and that's up to the DA and not up to the police department. So,
I am making my case.
I'm conveying what we were told. So, on this issue about how long the footage is kept, one thing that occurred to us as we were meeting this week is that if a person files a complaint, that should probably trigger that the footage be kept for a much longer period of time in case a person wants to, bring some kind of legal action. At a minimum, if someone files a complaint, it should be kept. But there's a trade-off here, because if all the footage is kept for, let's say, 3 years or 5 years, it means that it can be used as for investigatory purposes against a person for 3 years or 5 years, right? So there's kind of a trade-off. The footage can cut both ways.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.